Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazenia. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
Hi, I'm Father Cedric Pazenia. I'm a Passionist priest, and I've been talking about the 12-step program and also addictions such as alcohol and drugs and pornography and gambling and food addictions and how you can not stay stuck, but there is a solution. You can get better. So I wanted to share with you a verse that I love, Romans chapter 8, and it goes like this. This is verse 28. We know that in everything, God works for good for those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. I wanted to share that AA is a spiritual program. It's a secular fellowship, but it has a great spiritual message. A person that I know in Detroit, he's a veteran of Alcoholics Anonymous, goes to meetings every day, loves to participate in these meetings. He's a grandfather of AA. He said, AA has saved my life. The spirituality of Alcoholics Anonymous makes all the difference to me. I talk to God, my higher power takes me out of the dumps. That man is Catholic, he's involved in his church, and he helps a lot of people. So the 12-step program is a spiritual program. It's a secular fellowship, but it's a spiritual program to help you to get closer to God and to bring you to greater heights. I want you to understand that people that drink or drug or gamble or eat too much, whatever it is, whatever your addiction may be, they suffer greatly. The disease of alcoholism, for example, we're familiar with diseases like cancer or diabetes or heart disease or those type things. Well, alcoholism is a disease too. The best of medical research has determined this, that alcoholism is a disease. And so there's a great suffering with this disease also. And part of the disease is that you can't really control the drinking. You lose your willpower. There is an irresistible urge toward alcohol that you just can't seem to lick on your own. And it's a great suffering within because you want to be in control and you're not in control. If you know anything about Elizabeth Vargas, she was an anchor woman at ABC News. She talked about her own alcoholism, and she said this. She said, I would die for my children. I would kill for my children. But I couldn't stop drinking for my children. So in other words, she was saying that she suffered greatly with this disease of alcoholism, and it was a disease that she couldn't control. And so I want to continue by saying that there is a solution to the suffering. God can work for good in your life. He knows how to take the suffering and the trials and the problems, whether it be an addiction, whether it be a tragedy in your life, whether it be a sin in your life, whether it be a relationship breakup in your life. He can take those tragedies and work it out for good. That's what I just read to you from Romans chapter 8. God knows how to make all things work to good for those who love Him. So I remember one time somebody sent me a stone plaque of that saying, Romans 8:28, and it was shipped to me in the mail, and I opened it up and I saw it there, and it said, I was so glad that I got it because I love that verse. And it said, God makes all things work to good for those who love Him. And I was ready to put it on my mantle, but I struggled with something for a minute because the plaque had a crack in it. Apparently, when they shipped it, they dropped it or something, and they broke it. And I go, oh, no, now what am I going to do? Then as I looked at it and I thought about it, I go, you know what? This is perfect. I'm glad that it has a crack in it because it even accentuates the meaning even more. The truth is that God makes all things work to good, even the cracks of life, for those who love Him. And so maybe you're going through something that has been broken in your life, or a suffering or a crack or a hardship or a relationship problem or an addiction or something. God knows how to write straight with the crooked lines of our life. That's the God that we serve. He is intimately and intricately involved in our lives. And he knows how to work things out for our good, how to make it work. So I took that plaque and I put it on my mantle, even though I had a crack in it. And every time I see it, it makes me smile. Because the truth is that God knows how to make all things work to good. So if you are struggling with the suffering of an addiction, or struggling with the suffering of divorce, or perhaps you're grieving or going through a hard time in your life right now, I want you to know that in your suffering, God knows how to make it work for good. The truth is that God takes all kinds of situations in our life and makes them work for good. And especially with the addiction of alcohol or drugs or gambling or pornography or overeating, God knows how to work in that situation. So don't think that God is against you if you're addicted. I'm not telling you to get addicted, but if you are addicted, don't think that God is far off and he's mad at you and you're sinful. Rather, think that I believe that God is going to work in this situation and he's going to make it work for good because God knows how to write straight with crooked lines. At our retreat center, we have a big kitchen because we have to feed about 80 people when they come on retreat. And I remember I was walking right outside the kitchen and there's a paved tar road there, the driveway that runs right outside the kitchen. And I looked and right there in a little crack, something was growing out of the crack. It was a tomato plant. And there was no dirt around there. There was really no water. And it was a cracked pavement right by a fence. And there was this tomato plant growing out of the crack. And it was even fruitful. God can take an addiction and make it fruitful. God can make a hardship, a breakup in your life and make it fruitful. He can take the tragedy of an abortion or of a sin and make it fruitful. God knows how to write straight with crooked lines. And I thought that that tomato plant, to me, was a parable about life itself. And really, to me, that's what the 12th step about is all about. The genius of Alcoholics Anonymous and the genius of the 12-step program. Out of suffering, out of a bottoming out of a tough experience, out of being out of control, out of not being able to control your life, out of feeling powerlessness, out of feeling away from God, God knows how to take that and bring fruit and bring something good. So, if you're feeling broken or powerless or stuck or addicted or hurt or suffering, I have good news for you today. God knows how to make all things work to good for those who love him. You too can bear fruit, even if you feel far from God, even if you feel like you let God down, even if you feel like you don't know which way to go, even if you feel like God is mad at you, I can assure you, he loves you and he's intricately and intimately involved in your life. Let's talk more about suffering. Buddhism has four noble truths. The first of the four noble truths, life is suffering. Suffering is something that we're all familiar with. And I want to say that I don't really believe that God gives us suffering. We're all born into a very unpredictable, chaotic world. I mean, there's a lot of order in the world, and there's a lot of in the world that makes sense, but there's a lot in the world that doesn't make sense, like volcanoes all of a sudden taking people's homes, fires. We had a horrible hurricane, Hurricane Harvey in Houston. It's a chaotic world. There is suffering, not to mention even the diseases that people are going through. So I want to make clear that God doesn't give suffering, but he uses suffering to bring about good. And that's exactly what happened at the cross. I am a passionist, and I have on my heart a sign. And in the sign, it says the passion of Jesus Christ. We wear it on our heart because we believe with our heart of hearts that God brought resurrection out of the passion. God didn't bring that suffering on Jesus. That happened because of injustice, because of evil people that crucified him. But what God did is he brought resurrection out of the pain. That's exactly what he does through addictions. He brings resurrection out of the pain. He brings recovery. He brings sobriety. He brings new life through God in a relationship with God in a deep spirituality. Think about my own life, and I had a bottoming out experience when I was 18 years old. It wasn't because of drinking. It was because of a relationship that I was in. I was in a relationship in college with a girl dating, and we ended up breaking up. And after that breakup, I remember how alone I felt. I felt this loneliness. I felt a pain that I had never felt before. I felt desolate and alone. And Billy Graham had a term for it. He called it a cosmic loneliness. It's a loneliness not just for people, but for God. I didn't have God in my life. I had that breakup with a girl, and I was ashamed of my life at that time. And there was this loneliness deep within. And in the middle of all that pain, now God didn't give me that pain, but in the middle of all that pain, it motivated me to start searching for God because I needed something. And that's exactly what happens in the 12-step program. A person that will realize that they're out of control and that they're suffering in some way will suddenly be motivated to change. Remember what I said before in another program? The only requirement to joining the 12-step program is the desire to stop drinking. So there's this motivation, this desire to stop. For me, there was a motivation and a desire for something more. I knew that I wasn't happy, and I knew that I needed something more in my life. So I began to seek God. And as I began to thirst for God and reach for God, eventually the Lord touched me in a very beautiful way and filled me with the Holy Spirit, and my whole life changed. But my point is, it was through suffering, through the crooked lines in my life, through the horrible tragedy of the cross, through a person who has an addiction, God knows how to bring resurrection. He knows how to bring new spirituality and new life. So I'm simply saying, if you're stuck at this moment in your life, or if you're going through grieving, you're going through a hard time in your life, I always think that's the fodder, that's the material, that's the stuff of which God will bring something new and bring new life and even resurrection. And especially because this program is about the 12 steps and about addictions, especially if you're stuck in an addiction. I know you didn't want to be there, and it's a great suffering, and it's a tremendous loss of control, and in some ways you're rejecting yourself, and you can't stand the whole thing. I believe that God's at work. I believe that God is going to be with you in that, and you are going to find God in such a powerful way where you've never known God before. That's exactly what happens in so many lives, that people who didn't know who God was or don't know who God is, and then when they drink and when they get caught in an addiction, they come to this great moment with God through the addiction. That has happened all over the place in the Bible. For example, remember the story of Joseph, great man of God, son of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he gets thrown into a pit by his brothers, sold into slavery in Egypt, and then eventually God was with him, and eventually God raised him up to be second in charge of Egypt. And I remember when all the brothers came before him, what you meant for evil, God meant for good. And so there is evil and suffering in our life, and there are hardships, but God has a way of working. So let's look a little more closely at this addiction of drink. Why do people drink in the first place? What's going on there? Well, I think about my own life, and, you know, of course I have drinks every once in a while. Drinking can make you feel comfortable. Can make you hear about happy hour at bars and different things. It can make you feel happy. Many people like to drink right before they go into a social event. You know, it kind of makes it easier to talk to people. But other people drink because they feel inadequate, low self-image. So they drink to escape the pain, to anesthetize the hurt. Others drink because they feel stressed, they're nervous, they don't feel good enough. Could be the pain of a relationship, a struggling marriage. You could be drinking because of that. Could feel like a failure in your business or in your job. This trying to escape any kind of inner pain, broken dreams, unhappiness of some sort. And people drink. And I like to say, you know, don't try to run from the pain. All throughout the scriptures, whenever people would run, God always brought them back to face the problem. Don't run from the pain. Don't anesthetize the pain. Don't escape from the pain. Rather, embrace the pain. I find that when you're mature and you've grown in your life, you quit running and you be courageous and you face the situations of your life. Drinking and trying to escape the pain isn't going to work. It's just going to add to the problems. But there is a solution. And I've been telling you that over and over again in these programs, that the solution is God. God can help. Total abstinence. You can come out of this with God's help. You can face the problems of your life, be more than a conqueror. If God is for us, who can be against us? And so that's what I want you to find through these programs, this new courage, this new boldness. In fact, that's what it says in the letter to the Hebrews. It says, let us approach the throne of God's grace in our time of need so that we will find help and mercy when we need it most. So with faith and with courage, no matter what you're going through, approach the throne of God's grace and watch Him work in your life. And then I've come to understand that drinking happens because people are trying to escape the pain, but it has become epidemic, especially among elderly people. Drinking has increased. One lady I remember I was watching on a YouTube channel, I was watching an interview of a woman who had just been diagnosed with cancer. And she drank, she said, to get her mind off this diagnosis. It was such a terrible tragedy in her life. And she just started drinking a little wine every day to make herself feel better. But that turned into more wine each day, and it turned into every day. And she turned into becoming an alcoholic. There's a saying in the 12-step program, a man takes a drink, and a drink takes a man. And we have to be really careful about that. So if you're a little bit older in life, things that can cause drinking or drugging or other types of addictions are retiring. People get into retirement, they don't know what to do with their life anymore, so they start drinking. You can lose a spouse and start grieving, and that can lead to drinking. Loneliness, depression, physical pain, disability, having sleeping problems. All these type things can lead to you wanting to escape the pain and anesthetize it by drinking. Other things that can happen, a bottoming out experience. People talk about having a blackout experience or getting into an accident, getting into a fight. That type of a bottoming out experience can be so jarring that it can motivate you to want to get better and to come into recovery. Other things that can happen are something called an intervention. An intervention happens when family members or friends of yours recognize that you have a problem, drinking or drugging or whatever it is, and they actually sit down with you in what's called an intervention, and they try to help you to see your problem so that you will be motivated to change. In some ways, that's exactly what this program is. In some ways, I hope I'm doing an intervention with you right now, helping you to recognize that drinking or drugging or whatever addiction that you may have isn't going to help the problem. It's just going to help you to escape the problem temporarily, but it's just going to make it worse. So the key is we need to be motivated to change. You know, that's what will bring you to recovery and bring you to a deeper relationship with God. For example, I work out quite a bit. I'm big into fitness, and I want to stay healthy. I want to keep my heart strong, and I want to keep my weight down. And one of the motivations I have to change to working out is I simply just look at my body. And if I start to get a little bit overweight, it really bothers me. I don't want to get fat here. I don't want to get fat in my face. I don't want to get fat anywhere because it just isn't good for me. And so one of the great motivations for me working out is just simply to look at my own body. And it's the same way with drinking. One of the motivations you can have to overcome an addiction is simply look at what it's doing to you. The misery and the guilt and the shame and the feeling out of control and the self-rejection, it will motivate you to seek help. And that's what I'm hoping will happen through this program. One of the sayings that I've found in the 12-step program, one day at a time. The reason why people get stressed out and nervous oftentimes is because they let everything in their life kind of overwhelm them and burden them. Easy does it. I saw that bumper sticker on a car one time. Easy does it. And so you don't have to be all wrought up and nervous and stressed out all the time. Just take it easy. I remember a song by the Eagles one time. It was called Take It Easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. So there's a lot of wisdom in the 12-step program, wisdom to help you to not only come into the program, but to stay in the program and to stay in recovery, to become sober, and to find God. And if you do have an addiction, the 12-step program talks about coming into a group. When people get into a group, they hear amazing things. At the meeting, I've heard this from many people. They say, I now realize that I'm not alone, that other people are going through these sufferings, that I thought I was the only one going through it, but now I realize that others are going through it. Then at the meeting also, you can find somebody called a sponsor, and the sponsor will walk with you through the trials that you're going through the sufferings, through the addiction, lending wisdom, trying to help you. If you don't go to a 12-step group, you might want to get a spiritual director or talk to a priest. They can help you through some things. But especially if you do have an addiction, I believe that the 12-step program will help you by going to these meetings, by getting a sponsor, and by being motivated to change. And with God's help, you can change. And there's a lot of wisdom in the 12-step program, all kinds of different sayings. Perhaps you've heard these, one day at a time, just for today, easy does it, let go and let God, that's a beautiful one. Sobriety is a journey and not a destination. Progression, not perfection. You're only as sick as your secrets. And here's the one that I want to concentrate on. But for the grace of God, there go I. See, what happens is many people will actually come to a meeting and many will come to sobriety and have a relationship with God, have an awakening. But some people will fall away. Not everybody that goes to meetings stay in AA. And what happens is the people that are in the meetings try not to judge anybody else. They look at people that have fallen away or they look at people that are drinking and they say, but for the grace of God, there go I. And grace is so very, very important. Think about it. By grace, we were given life. Grace, of course, the free gift of God, the initiative of God. By grace, we have been given life. And the scripture says, by grace, we are saved through faith. I love that. By grace, we are saved through faith. So really, the 12-step program is all about God's grace helping us. God's grace at work in the suffering. God's help in the midst of all the different pain. We have a saying at our retreat center. It's Holy Name Retreat Center in Houston. And it's a mecca for the 12-step program. We have 12-step retreats, Alcoholic Anonymous, Overeaters Anonymous, Al-Anon. Al-Anon is for spouses and family members of alcoholics. And we have a saying at our retreat center, the place where miracles happen. And I love that because every story, every person in the 12-step program, every sharing that takes place is a miracle. God is at work, and He's at work by His grace. And I love what it says in the letter to the Hebrews. Let us boldly, and I referred to this earlier, let us boldly approach the throne of grace for help and mercy in our time of need. So really, when you come into an addiction, into the suffering of an addiction, you realize that you're powerless over it and you need grace. You need power. You admit that you have a problem and you admit that you're powerless over it. So let's look at that for a moment. God is the one who has the power. I told you in another program that I struggle with that concept of God as a higher power because, well, God is personal and intimate, and you can have a personal relationship with God. He's not just some higher power out there somewhere, but yet our creed, our Catholic creed, tells us that we worship God the Father Almighty. God is the one, the scriptures tell us, who breathed and the universe was spawned. He sparks the sky and the stars are born. And God is the one who gives life to 7.6 billion people on the face of the earth. With a God who has all this power, certainly he can help you to recover from any addiction, work in any suffering, bring you out of any trial that you're in. God it was who raised Jesus of Nazareth from the dead. God gives life to the dead. God brings life into being from nothing. God has spawned the universe. God has the power. And this is something that an alcoholic or a person who's addicted needs to learn. That you can't just, because selfishness is always a problem, and self-reliance and self-control, you can't just rely upon yourself. That's one of the great sufferings of an addiction. That you have to realize that you're powerless and that you need power. And so, as I come to the conclusion of this program today, I want you to think about what you're going through. What type of a suffering? Is it an addiction, a breakup, a trial, a grieving, a depression? Whatever your suffering, your trial, your affliction is, I want you to realize that God knows how to make all things work to good for those who love Him. He knows how to write straight with your crooked lines. God it is who brings resurrection out of the death of Jesus. And God will bring you into recovery. He'll bring resurrection into your life. And it all happens as we surrender to His power. As we approach the throne of grace for help in our time of need. And that's where I want to leave you with in this program. Whatever suffering you are dealing with right now, God will make it work to good. Surrender yourself to God and allow His power to change you. That's the genius of the 12-step program. And may you receive that power and that grace right now. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This is Father Cedric Bezania. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I hope you are inspired by my radio program. My goal is to reach out to you and to all with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I invite you to visit my website, www.frcedric.org. That's fathercedric.org. On my website, you can watch my television programs. You can listen to more podcasts. You can make prayer requests that come directly to me, and much more. I have many resources to help you in your Christian life. My resource phone is 844-FATHER-C. That's 844-328-4372. Please feel free to call. Thank you again. Don't just live with passion.